Welcome to another episode of Joe Memo Radio. I got special guests on the show today from YouTube channel Behind the Struggle. This is rapper CEO and his manager Alexia. I'm really excited to have them on the show. I was digging around YouTube one day, and basically how I came to find out about them was, I think around the time when CEO suggested that Alexia start reacting to some Andy Mineo songs, and I watched a few clips of that. And I kind of backtracked and I was like, oh, wow, this channel's been around for 5 years. And they've been doing like movie reviews and music reviews. And then for the longest time, I didn't even know that like CEO existed on the channel. I thought it was just like Alexia's solo channel, because I was like, where's CEO? I hear him all the time, but I don't see him in the videos. And then I had to backtrack and see, oh, OK, he does host some videos. And then I had to read the channel description, which I'd actually like to start the show with. That gave me a better idea. So, the real CEO and Alexia partnered up to bring you lyrically innovative hip-hop to upgrade our generation and be role models for the next. We want to show you that at the end of the day, we are people just like you, which, in my opinion, you guys are some of the most down-to-earth people on YouTube. And relatively, celebrities are people just like you and me, something that people tend to forget because sometimes we over-scrutinize celebrities to the point as though they're not humans anymore. All you need to create a movement is a following. In addition to our music videos, we decided to vlog our lives so you get to see the in-between and take a look at our lives behind the scenes, behind the curtain, behind the struggle. So now, I'd like to introduce you guys to Alexia and CEO, have them introduce themselves and how excited they are to be here and what some of their passions and hobbies are.
Thank you so much. That's actually really cute. I didn't know that you found our channel that way. That's so funny because Chris did sort of make me react to Andy Mineo, and not because I don't like him. I just didn't like, I'm not as well versed as he is on Andy Mineo. So obviously those were like raw reactions, but I just want to put that out there that our YouTube is not like a reaction channel. I know I have a lot of those out there for sure, especially we just did the Avatar series, but that's not what the whole channel is about. So thank you for reading our bio. It's so funny. I haven't heard it since I wrote that. So blast of the past. But yeah, we've been around for a minute. We've been working together for almost a decade. I want to say 7 or 8 years. So, but thank you for finding us and reaching out, honestly, and thank you for having us on your show.
Yes, pleasure. Pleasure's all mine. CEO, take it away.
Yo, it's your boy CEO. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, first I want to give props because Alexia wrote that bio. I'm horrible at that stuff. I'm good at writing when it comes to writing rhymes, but grammatically and essays, not my strong suit. So that was really good. I like how that ended. But yeah, that's actually pretty cool because I actually started having Alexia doing those reactions because I watch a lot of YouTube channels, and whether I'm like looking for like beats online or people's reactions to certain songs, a lot of the YouTube channels that I've ended up following where they were reacting to something, and then I was like, oh, I kind of like this person, like just how they conduct themselves. And that kind of drove me down the rabbit hole to actually seeing what they had going on in the channel. And that was kind of my thought process with it. I was like, all right, let me be strategical with this. I was like, we do hip hop. I'm a hip hop artist, but I'm not always around and we're not within the same space, like constantly. I was like, how do we kind of keep things afloat, but still kind of bring attention to us, but also cover things that people wouldn't normally capture? So I started looking around and I didn't see many reactions to Andy Mineo, and I was like, well, I know he has like a good following, and Alexia and I are both Christian, so I was like, this kind of just kind of falls in line. And I was like, you know, she has a very expressive face, so to me I'm like, she would be perfect for reactions. I was like, I'm not that expressive.
Yeah, can I tell you what's really funny about that? Actually, we had done reactions together in the past, or like something together where I made him do like freestyles. Like I literally sat him down and made him freestyle. But we noticed that the videos that didn't have him in it were getting more hits. And that's so crazy. But so we kind of were like, all right, we're just gonna remove Chris, like, you know, visually, but keep him there in the background, and then try to get more subscribers that way and put me in the front of the camera. And it kind of worked.
Yeah, I mean, like my strategy to that, because which to her point is 100%. And to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, she is prettier than me. She is much prettier. So obviously they're going to click that everyone wants to see a pretty face. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to just fall back. I'm going to play behind the scenes. And That's that. Even when before we went into the streaming age, that was always going to be my strategy for marketing my music. I was going to, because, you know, some people, they handed out CDs in Times Square. I'm like, all right, like, I know a lot of women. I'm just going to get a bunch of pretty girls going. Because to me, I'm just like, when a dude shows up to me, like, yo, my man, can I get this CD? I'm like, automatically, like, nah. But if a pretty girl comes up to me, I'm like, I'm going to give her the time of day. I'll give her 2 minutes. And then, oh, here's this CD. So to me, I was like, that's a smart way to do it. So I just kind of applied that to the YouTube channel. And I was like, yeah, I was like, just run it. I'll play the background. I'll come up with somebody with the ideas of things that we can do. And then when things kind of get turning on other stuff, then we can kind of bounce back. So still trying to find a balancing act of that.
All jokes aside, though, I think that's pretty much the everyday, like, collective struggles of collaboration. Like, you guys just sound like a band duo just trying to work out, like, what the selling point is. So, like, when I say that that requires a lot of humility, if you know that you're not reaching a certain audience and you know the other person could reach that audience better, you don't get so full yourself to the point of, like, saying, oh, no, I'm going to just keep pushing myself and leave this person in the back. No, if this person has to step forward for a certain period of time to get that following until both of you can collectively come up with something, that is, you know, part of the collaboration process. And
right. We're playing off of our strengths. Obviously, Chris and I don't look anything alike, so there's that. And then Chris can rhyme and I can't, so there's also that.
Correct. And that's the beauty of collaborating. And I'm glad you guys have figured that out early on, because when you guys, you know, start booming numbers wise and getting more famous, you're going to have to keep that in order to, you know, maintain. CEO did something that not a lot of guests do, and I have to give him major props for it. He made my job easier by coming up with some interview questions. So I'd like to ask him a few and then also get back to Alexia afterwards on how she discovered him, what she found most impressive about Chris to start with. But first, to ask Chris this question. So as an artist, what truly are your motives? Like, how did you really come into this thing? Was it the art that inspired you? Was it something that you wanted to say to people? Or is it just like, this is just when you got on stage, it was like, no, I can't envision myself doing anything else?
Wow. I believe any true artist, we try to create the things that we're not seeing in the world. So we try to make it ourselves. And I think any artist, there's a book out there, it's called How to Steal Like an Artist. We basically piggyback off of somebody else because we're inspired, you know, so we kind of want to do these things. And for me, that's kind of what it was. I mean, this happened, super unfortunate. So RIP, this hit me significantly. I know other people maybe whatever, but the creator of Dragon Ball Z recently passed away, and that was a huge part of my childhood, even now, to like where I am in life as a person. He's actually the reason why I started drawing, started writing stories, and why I went to school to be an animator, like all that just from that show. But anyways, when that happened, you know, I was copying stuff and I wanted to create stories that I felt had an emotional resonance to me. So I started with drawing and I got really good at drawing, and to the point where people would just ask me to draw stuff for them. So I'll kind of like barter stuff in high school. Like, I draw this for you, do this test for me, or I draw this for you, give me this cassette tape or whatever. And, you know, then your parents, you know, they put it on the refrigerator or whatever, and that's like the highest praise or claim that you can get. Or my sisters, what they used to do, they would write on my drawings, very pretty or whatever, and I would get like so annoyed because I'm like, yo, like, don't touch the drawing. But anyways, so after that, I realized my art wasn't really getting the same attention. And then with music, the first two albums I ever listened to was And Then There Was X by DMX and the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem. Like, hearing their stories, especially Eminem, but I think the one that really hit me was Slippin' by DMX. And around this point in my life, my parents were getting a divorce. And I was just brand new in Pennsylvania, so I was already out of my element. I'm born and raised in Queens, New York, so I was in Pennsylvania. I'm Hispanic, and it's just like my whole family, I saw that breaking apart. And then I was in this new state, and I'm dealing with racism for the first time, like people calling me the N-word or, you know, white people treating me like a certain kind of way. And I didn't really know how to express my feelings. It was just a lot going on. So when I heard that song and the chorus, you know, like I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, get back on my feet so I could tear shit up. And I was just like really related to what he was saying. And I just felt an urge to kind of just start trying to express my feelings in that kind of way. So I started writing it. It was more like poetry at the time. And then a friend of mine in college, not college, what the hell, high school, he wanted to make this group called Supreme Records because around the time G-Unit was really huge. So he's like, yo, we should make our own thing and call it Supreme. So he was just like, all right, everyone come to my house with a verse. You know, we're going to make a record. He's like, I'm going to find a beat because he had a computer. I didn't have nothing. I would just listen to CDs and try to like hear the beat loop at the end of it and just like try to like study it and write to a beat that way. But anyways, I listened to, at the time it was DMX, The Great Depression, and there was a hidden track. You know, back in the day, if you played a record, it would stop the last one and then you wait 2 minutes and there would be secret bonus tracks that you didn't know. Anyways, it was this, yeah, there was this guy named Juvie, and I still remember the lyrics. He basically said, like, bring it to me, I break the figures that you write with, mouth that you recite with, real life shit. Niggas call me God on beat because I life shit quicker than those, shooting big holes, ripping your clothes. And I was like, ooh, I was like, that sounds crazy. So I just wrote it down. So when we went to go rap it as a group, everybody went, all my friends, and they're like, all right, yo, Chris, you go. And then I started reciting that verse, and I saw all their faces like, yo, this dude could spit. This dude is sick. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'm that nigga right now. I was like, and I felt real good. And then my boy Usman was like, man, that's from the DMX album. And I was like, oh, everybody started trashing on me. And they're like, oh, you a biter. But in that moment, I really liked the feeling that I got. I was like, whoa, like, I never got that kind of response from a drawing. People would be like, oh, that's cool. You could draw. Can you draw me? And that was that. But this was way different. And then I just started to like hone my skill and get better with it. And I basically fell in love with the craft. My godfather put me on to hip hop. He was like, yo, if you're going to do this, you got to study the greats. So he put me on KRS-One, Rakim, Nas, Illmatic, like a bunch. And I was just, I felt for myself, okay, everyone was putting this on me pretty heavy that like, if I'm going to be a quote unquote rapper, I got to understand the rap game. I got to pay respect to the people who came before me, and I have to study their stuff. So I think that's why for me, sometimes I'm a bit of a hip hop head, maybe too much, because part of my my training was that, studying it. To me, I was like, if I'm going to step into this thing, you need to pay homage to what came before you. So this way you can see where you're going.
And that's all part of legacy creation. Crazy, though, is that two parallels that you and I have is that when the same Slippin' song you mentioned by DMX, I interviewed a rapper named EC Killa in South Africa many years ago, and he sampled the exact same DMX song at the start of his project. So the influence there is pretty crazy. And then same thing, the only reason why I even got the name Joe Memo is because I was better at memorizing entire albums and then rapping them. And then people would like get stoked at that craft. And then they were like, oh, your memory's so good, we're going to call you Memo. And then from then on is then I learned later how to write. So that was a really crazy cool parallel. But the last question I'll ask you before I ask Alexia how she found you is, since you mentioned, you know, your love for Dragon Ball Z and mentioned, you know, the condolences of that passing. How hard did DMX passing hit you then?
That hit me hard too, because he was my favorite rapper for a long time before Nas. But I remember one of my friends, Massey, when they used to have like, you know, the IG, the versus battles, and it was Snoop Dogg versus DMX. And a lot of people are like, oh, Snoop is going to walk all over X because X hadn't dropped an album in so long. And, you know, he had this, these rumors and these allegations, people like, oh, he's a crackhead, he's kind of crazy and blah, blah, blah. So like they're already painting him in a negative light. So I remember when they had the versus battle, me and my friend Massey, we were online on our computers, but then we were watching the IG live on our phones. And yo, that just brought me back so many memories watching the songs that he was playing. it just hit me because I was like, yo, people sleeping on X, and I don't think they really know how many hits he has and everything that he, like what he was saying. And what I loved about X is that he always put God like in his music. Like at the end of every album, he had a prayer, and he always had like a song where he was talking about the devil and how like the devil tries to control you. And even though X struggled a lot, he was very transparent about that. Like he was just a real one. So yeah, that hit me really hard because it just felt like, not these idols, but these heroes, these artists that inspired me, I'm seeing them like come and go. And it's like, damn, it's like there's so little inspiration for me these days.
All right. So, Alexia, who in the entertainment industry inspires you the most? And then how does that get your creativity to, you know, keep pushing in your creative skills? And then also, when you first met Chris, what inspired you that I need to collaborate with this dude to help him continue to hone his craft?
All right, all of your listeners and my listeners can throw all the hate they want, but Eminem is my guy. Eminem is my guy, but not for the reasons you probably think. I grew up completely differently. I grew up in California, actually. And obviously, I'm like Asian American and a female. Hi. So, you know, in California, that wasn't really like the hip hop over there was way different. Also, like, you know, it's a different coast, and I'm like a little bit younger than Chris. So we didn't grow up with the same artist, but Eminem spoke to me just because it was sort of like one of those, like, without exposing my whole life, you know, I grew up and I was never hungry, but I also didn't really have any love. So I related to Eminem on like a different level. I wasn't ever really like struggling like that, but I was struggling in other ways. So, and Eminem to me, I liked him because he told a story. He wasn't just rapping and like talking shit or like literally, you know, talking shit. So I am definitely a lyrical person. So whatever genre it is, it doesn't have to be rap and hip hop. Lyrics are my thing. So I had went to college in Pennsylvania, and that's when I had met Chris. I actually was friends with his sister first. We were like really close. We didn't work the same exact shift. So Chris and I would actually stay and his sister would leave. Like it was like a 24-hour thing, but we worked graveyard. Long story short, and Chris can correct me if I make any mistakes or whatever, but at like 3, 4 a.m. is when like the weirdness comes out. So we're working graveyard and, you know, we're halfway through our shift at that point. I think, like, if I remember correctly, we just started talking about like aliens and like crazy shit. I guess both of us at that point, because we were, this was like over a decade ago, both of us at that point were like, oh, like the other person's not an airhead, you know, able to keep that conversation going. Anyway, he's like, oh, by the way, I rap, because he doesn't like promote that wildly. So I was like, oh, really? Like, let me hear what you got. Because, you know, like everyone's like, I'm a rapper. And I'm like, yeah, let me hear what you got. And so he started showing me some stuff. And I was like, okay, hold on. This is actually good. And like, obviously, like years had gone by, X, Y, and Z happened. I moved, he moved, like whatever. We stayed friends. And then every time we met up, which whenever it would be, like years, months later, he'd be like, oh, I got some new stuff you want to listen. I'm like, hell yeah. He would always show me new stuff, but it would never be any music video to it or any visual. It would only be audio. And I'm a visual learner. So I was like, your shit is good. Like, I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. Like, you can spit. Like, and not even on my face, like, pause. That really, like, you have some talent. So I was like, why don't you have any music videos? And he basically was like, I just don't have anyone that could do it for me. I don't have a team. I don't have money. I just can't. Okay, blah, blah, blah. More time passed. Showed me some more stuff. I'm like, Chris, you need music videos. Like, get your ass on YouTube. Like, you know, do something. And he kind of was like, all right, you do it. And I was like, I will. Like, I will. So we started like collabing a little bit, and I was like producing, directing, and editing in music videos. And before we got like too far into it, he was like, why don't you be my manager? And I was like, what? And he's like, you can be my manager and like my producer or video producer. And I was like, no, I can't, because I don't know how to manage. And he was like, well, you know, we're sort of learning together, so what's the big deal? And I was like, I mean, you got a point. I just don't want to, you know, say yes to something and then like fail or whatever. And he was like, well, he's like, we're struggling together. And then he's the one that came up with the YouTube name Behind the Struggle. And that was like even more years after that. So it's been like a long time, like sort of being like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, why don't we do this? And I was like, oh my gosh. So that's the story.
So in light of that, I also wanted to ask you, if it's too personal, you don't have to answer it, but based on what you said earlier, did you have a kind of upbringing where people were physically present but emotionally absent? Is that what drew you to Eminem's music and to begin with?
Yes, but I guess specifically, I'm past this now, so I can talk about it. This is half of my testimony because, as Chris said, I'm a Christian, so I'm not ashamed by my past anymore. My mother and I never got along, and Eminem talks about murdering his mother all the time. So I wasn't trying to murder my mom, but like, surprise. But I mean, that's the truth. So I was kind of like, I related with him on that regard mostly.
No, that makes total sense. And then I love how you actually stood up to the challenge, because not a lot of people do that. I love first how CEO said you do it, because most people, when they see something great in someone that they know and they keep pointing out what they need to do to improve it, either they'll put the weight on their own shoulders, but then never reverse it back to the person putting the pressure on. So the fact that you actually took the reversal and decided to struggle together, that's mind-blowing to me. Not a lot of people do that. So congratulations to both of you for actually sticking that out.
Like that. Thank you.
Yeah, because
that's interesting.
There's so many people, especially in the entertainment industry, where they'll be saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that. But the second you ask them to do it for you, it's like, no, I was just suggesting stuff. So the fact that you didn't back out, that's really great.
Yeah, I think personally, something that is good about the partnership is that each of us is willing to work at it, like with whatever, like we just did those reactions on the YouTube channel, and both of us have the skills to do like what's needed. Obviously one is more proficient in other things than the other, you know, so like she said, we play to our strengths, but no one is like being petty or acting like they're too good to do the work. Like no one's like, you know, at a job like, well, that's not my job, like I don't do that. And it's like, well, it's like, this affects both of us now. So it's like, we kind of had to figure it out.
I also appreciate you guys putting the time in, because a lot of people these days forget that time is also money, and that the time you're investing in your creativity is just as valuable as any money you put into it.
I like that you brought that up, because there is a lot behind like time spent. We spent a lot of time, and a lot of people, especially like Gen Z, I'm going to call them out because I don't care. They think that, you know, you get famous overnight. And you really don't. And that's exactly why Chris and I are like, the struggle is real. And it's not like, I don't want to struggle forever. I don't want this channel to be like, watch me struggle. No, but like, I'm just letting you know that it's actually real. And like the two people out of a million that get famous off of one song that they just accidentally made, that does not happen. Like, do not rely on that. That's not even luck. That's like crazy. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's also super manufactured when you see stuff like that happen. Like these industry plants that make it seem like it's a little Joe Schmo that just blew up, but it's all strategical. They just market it a certain way.
Yeah. And then also, it's not even like a focus on numbers thing. Like if the audience you have is sufficient for what you're most passionate about, sometimes that's all you need. Because I don't like insulting other channels of like, oh, okay, this person has a million followers, but they only have like 500 followers. For all we know, those 500 followers maybe wanted to commit suicide, and maybe those videos are saving them. So we can't disregard the value of one listener or 10 listeners or an audience of 500.
Right. We forget how much power we have as an individual.
Yeah. And I think we minimize our impact because we only see numbers. I mean, and this is not at all flex. I'm just using it as an example because it's nothing crazy. But like my IG account, I think I have 2,800 followers. Now, we're caught up in a society where you tell someone who's caught up on the social media, like they're like, 28, that ain't nothing. It's like, but imagine 2,800 people standing right in front of you. That's a lot of people. But we minimize it because we just see a number. And I want a million. It's like, do you even realize like what that is?
Yes. I think the last point I'll make there before we transition is that I think a reverse way to think about it is when you look back on your life, especially when you get into your older years, if a person were to ask you how many people have actually inspired you, that's usually only less than a handful. So if that translated to a following on YouTube, that'd probably only be four followers. But because you're not going to name drop 4 million people who changed your life. You're going to name drop maybe 3 or 4 people who changed your life. So if we looked at numbers that way, like, oh, this person has 4 followers, but I'm one of those 4 and they changed my life. So it's a change of perspective. I know it's not going to be easy to shift people's minds into that, especially with the whole TikTok craze generation. But I think it would make us a little more satisfied in our lives and not so greedy for power and, you know, attention and all these other things that we have to deal with. Anyway, before we get too deep on that. All right. So when we get into the music side of things, I think you said it best earlier, Alexia, that you didn't worry about like how much experience you had until CEO saw what you were willing to do. And that's something I tell people all the time. I will always take willingness over experience any day of the week, because someone could be the most experienced person on the planet. If they won't give you the time of day, they're useless to you. So in that light, when we're reviewing the music, it's pretty much going to be very reactionary standard. So you have 3 voting options. When you hear the 2 songs back to back in versus style, like when you mentioned DMX against Snoop Dogg earlier, it's you're going to hear 2 songs back to back. You then pick which one you liked better and why. If you loved both, a positive tie and why. If you hated both, negative tie and why. So pretty clear on your voting options?
Got it.
Okay, super. And then since I figured it's a trio of a panel of us talking today, I might as well make it a comparison of 2 trios that have either been part of the game before and retired or had a major impact while they were in the game for a short period of time. And of, I guess, a trio of syllables for our names, Lexia, CEO, Josiah, that's a reach. Anyway, let's get into the comparison of trios. The trios I've picked for today are Dream Junkies against Group One Crew. And the first track we're going to be listening to is Left Coast, featuring the only featured guest for the day so far, and that's going to be MERS.
Swear you don't know about the West. You don't know nothing about riding up the 5, you on the left. God gave us front row view to the sunset. Everybody think it's paradise, but we lost some real ones on the left. So what you know about the West? Swear you don't know about the West side. NorCal, SoCal, go ahead and rep. I feel like we the realest ones left. Let me tell you about left.
Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, throw your west side up high.
I'll admit it. It's not perfect. Now I take that back, cause when I'm learning, you get what you paid for, that's on purpose. So the cost of living is so worth it. Yeah, the cost of living is so worth it. So I don't wanna hear any complaining from any person that has not lived here, cause that's an inaccurate version. And clearly, I swear you ain't no one but my town. Thinking it's another city by the ocean coast and not a whole lot that be ever going down.
Down, down.
Be coming up slow on a coast highway. Only right to give a old indescribable to tell you what I'm feeling in my soul is Cali. Cali. It's a California, California, California state of mind. It don't matter what you're saying, what you're selling. There's no way that you could ever really take mine. Allegiance from the city with the few you see as we the leaders of this era and this era. You're comedians and comedians. We talking, but no way that can defeat us. God made me for the West ever since I was a fetus on the left.
Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, throw your west side up high.
Me, I'm
from the middle of the city of the angels. Dealing with these demons on the daily, had to lay low. God's grace gave my face this halo. Tangled with them devils, just a west side rebel. Trying to make the next level, take it far from the ghetto. W up, but my pants sag low. All the homies bang crip, never had a rag though. But I want a rag foe when I get the mad dough. A thick girlfriend with a new rap foe. That was my dream, was a junkie as a teen for this hip hop thing. See, I was a true fiend, but the scene was all G rap. Hoochies and wee sacks. My city so much more, y'all gon' see that. No strap, but I was busting off a Crenshaw. Raw raps, dodging all of them pitfalls. At the beach with the homies smoking Indo. Blue bus, write my name on the window. Did a little dirt, could have been a lot worse. Couple homies got popped, and that could have been Merce, That's the grace I was speaking on that. Makes me feel the wrong crowds. Wanna sing my song loud when the beat is on now. That they see I'm on proud that I be from home.
Left course, left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, throw your west side up high.
That was Left Coast by Dream Junkies featuring Murs. Going up against Everybody's Got a Song to Sing by Group on Crew.
Absurd, all of my words died cause they never were heard. Like they left my mouth and fell to the curb. Got trampled by life and every lesson I've learned. Why do good people leave this earth before they time? It hurts to see death get the best of us first. Yet I know a time's coming when I feel the breeze in my eyes. Dry my tears and fade away in the sky. I see the day my family believes God and puts away the facade of being okay when I know they're not. But I know you're gonna take what I write. Bring the story to life for your people tonight. Come on.
Everybody's got a song to sing. Won't you come now and sing with me? It doesn't really matter where you're from or what you've done. Everybody's got a story to tell. Times we tried and times we failed. So when you feel like hope is gone, keep holding on. This is your song.
Everybody has a story and it needs to be heard. So let it play and resonate from the hood to the burbs. Whether your sky is gray and you've been through it all, there's somebody on this earth that is singing the same song. Someone across the Pacific is stressed from hard labor, searching desperately cause he's in need of a savior. Barely ever home, ignores his kids for the paper. And you'll never know the same tunes being sung by your neighbor. See, age doesn't matter when life wants to fail you. And your color don't determine whether you're destined for failure. We all run to the sun and hide from rainy weather. But we make beautiful music when we all unite together. And
everybody's got a song to sing. Won't you come now and sing with me? It doesn't really matter where you're from or what you've done. Everybody's got a story to tell. Times you tried and times we failed. So when you feel like hope is gone, keep holding on. This is your song. Won't you come now and sing with me? It doesn't really matter where you're from or what you've done.
Put your hands together.
Everybody's got a song to sing. Won't you come now and sing with me? When you feel like hope is gone, keep holding on.
This is your song.
Everybody's got a song to sing. Try the time we fail. So when
right, ladies and gents, that was Everybody's Got a Song to Sing by Group One Crew up against Left Coast by Dream Junkies and MERS. Okay, so I'm going to leave all the California representation to you guys since I'm not from that scene, so I can only hear from the outside looking in. But the one line I do appreciate from that song is a flip of perspective that I don't want to hear any opinion from anyone who's never lived here because that's an inaccurate version. Some people sometimes wonder, like, why do people pay this much to stay in the state of California? Maybe it's something they have experienced or grown up with that they can't envision anywhere else in the world. Because for all the bad that you might have in a beautiful place, there's still those things that you'll grow up with that may never be replaced in any other part of the world. So I can't be the judge of that. I have to let people share that from their experience. I did love its slow feel. It definitely can have that like bumper car feel. I love Mer's contribution to the song. The chorus was really chill. Very lyrical all the way through from all the contributors. Everybody's Got a Song to Sing. First of all, I'll give you a fun fact about the lady of the group whose name is Blanca. She actually was a first round reject on American Idol. So, yeah, so that's crazy because I think she's an amazing singer. So to be a first round reject and then go to that, that's pretty incredible. I did like how it had a very unison sound. They complement each other really well. Chorus was really cute. I didn't think it really needed to do much more than it already did. It kept a really steady flow. It wasn't too cheesy. Like, on paper, a concept like that can come out very cheesy, but they made it very relatable to, like, older ears as well. So, from an all-out perspective, only because of a slight edge on production, besides the clouds and the planes that y'all were hearing, I'm going to give a slight edge to Group One Crew. What about you guys?
I guess, for me, Left Coast, it was funny because it didn't dawn on me that he was talking about until obviously the song started. I was just like, oh, whatever, the left. I thought he was talking about politics. And then he said the Left Coast. I was like, oh, wait, that's where I'm from. And that exact line that you quoted did stick out to me, like, immensely. And just like you said, it sounded like, you know, the cholos with their lowered cars, like, 2 miles an hour. That's exactly, it brought me back, like, literally back to, like, when I was a child. That's funny. And then the second one, I just burst out laughing, like, in the middle of the song. And, like, not to be mean, it's not mean, but, like, it just gave me Pitch Perfect vibes. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Like, great voices, and, like, I love the energy. And it sounded like a 40s or 50s, like, upbeat. And then, like, it just sounded like, you know, the guy came in to sing a verse and he just, like, took the spotlight. And it was, like, Pitch Perfect. And I was cracking up, making myself laugh. But no, that one was really fun. And I was going to say there was a lot of different sounds. Like, I don't know if there was multiple females or she was just taking all the range, but that was really cool. I don't know. I mean, I like both of them, but I guess if I had to say which one was better, and it's like barely, I mean, like barely, it would be the same one that you picked.
I guess I'm the oddball. So Left Coast. Nah, it wasn't even that. I'm not going to lie. Much respect to MERS. That's my guy. My first one, I heard the song, I was like, all right, this is a little slow. I thought it was going to be a build up, but it didn't. But as I kind of heard the song for what it was, I was like, oh, well, I was like, okay. I was like, this is like a chill vibe, like good driving music. You know, like I could picture this just like, you know, driving around LA, sunset, you know, just like feeling the vibe in the air. You know, to me also was also, I like the flow switch ups, and I like the rhyme scheme that the guys were doing in the rhymes, even like the little pauses to kind of like ride the beat, and they went like faster than the actual beat was, which was the right choice. For Everybody's Got a Song, I mean, my notes were, this is very upbeat, very cheerful, positive vibe, and maybe this is more about me than about the song, but I was not feeling it. I was like, this is not a song I would be playing by myself at all. Like, I could never see myself listening to this. I would never be like, yo, put that on. I would just be like, eh. Like, it's all good. You know, I don't know. Just kind of like Alexis said, kind of gave me like musical high school movie kind of vibe. And I was just like, that's just not, it's not my thing. And I don't know. Maybe it's a production. I don't know. But for me, it's Left Coast.
Yes. And I hear both of y'all in the Left Coast references because it reminds me of that scene in Napoleon Dynamite. Are y'all Pedro's cousins with all the sweet hookups? Like that type of vibe. But yeah, so that means, unfortunately, CEO, I hate to break it to you, but me and Alexia have outvoted you, unfortunately. So we have the overruling vote on round one, which means Group on Crew gets the first point. So now round two, No Plan B by Group on Crew.
Tell me get as much as you can before it all stops. 1 minute they love you, then the next you flop. But I'm not a part of this game that just claimed the top. I rock to better define the meaning of hot. It's not hard to find how these lines take life into the form of your boy that be melting this mic. I spit heat, but he can't alter your mind without the truth being spoken that the broken can find. I've been down one too many times, but I wanna blow up like Kanye and touch the sky so I can teach all my people what it means to fly and see they life at a height that's parallel to God's eyes. I wanna leave a legacy that's beyond any song that belongs on the top of the charts. It ain't wrong, but I gotta make it clear we ain't going nowhere till our fate takes place of the air. Now breathe it in.
Top is top player jam. You can't believe it or not, it's not up to man. We've been given what we've been given.
Yo, it's crunch time cause we wasting time. I leave them more in a time where people got too busy to even want to know about themselves, even less the ones they love. And we noticed their predicament, therefore we showed up. Hold up, you know my crew calling your bluff. If you ain't spitting truth, better check the lines you bust. I can hear the fuss, he's this and he's that. How about educating minds with the lines that you rap? Let's consider that. We raising the ball, healing the scars, and injecting an antidote for those who are called to bring forth the future that our seeds can evolve into a mindset where they can reach for the stars. See, you can't lock group one crew in a box. Yeah, we make hits, but we adding our own touch. 3 years in the making, and we just about to begin to leave a mark every time that the record spins.
I've been close so many times, yet something will lack. From wax songs, I moved on, and now it's a fact. I'm like a chain, see, I'm necklace, I can't look back. In my 20s, and I'm steadily headed for more ground. We got one shot to reach the top, so watch out for the crew who be making moves like checkmate. Just wait, ain't no plan B, homie, just plan A.
All right, so that's No Plan B by Group One Crew. And since this is the halfway mark of the show, I have a bit of an interlude question to ask you guys. How many people have approached you guys in the journey of this Behind the Struggle YouTube channel and said, do you guys have a backup plan if plan A doesn't work? And what's the importance of holding on to the dream even if you don't have a plan B?
Interesting question. I don't know about Chris, I guess, but personally, I've never been asked that. But I think it's either assumed or implied that this is my plan B. So like they're thinking, like the general public is thinking that, you know, I go to work or I do whatever, and that's what's bringing in the income. That's what's putting food on the table. That's what's paying my bills. This is the hobby. This is the plan B. If the plan B then starts becoming lucrative, then I can flip it. But at least maybe to them, this doesn't look like I'm prioritizing this aspect, which isn't necessarily true. But let's be honest, like, you know, it's not really paying the bills. So
no, that was real. That's a heartfelt answer. Chris, go ahead.
As far as me, I don't know. I never really thought of like a plan B. I might have thought of other things. I've had other people approach me to do things with them, like a podcast or something separate. And I've entertained those ideas because they're just different things. They wouldn't really have anything to do necessarily with the music. But for myself, I guess as a creative, I'm an artist at heart. So I work full time, you know, more than full time. I work like 60 hours a week. But anytime I get a chance to do anything creative or something within music related, art related, movie, or even with the channel, if I feel like it's sufficient, I will literally like call off work just to go do it. And it's not like I'm like struggling. It's not like I'm like, oh, I need the job. But to me, it's just this is where my passion is. Like I'm an artist at heart. Like I had a friend that I did a clothing line with, and she realized that because she tried to talk to me like a business person. And I was just like, look, I was like, I'm business, but like I'm an artist at heart. You know, like I'm just not the kind of person that's, I don't make my music or create stuff based on trends or what I think's going to work. We do some stuff like that for the YouTube channel to try and bring traffic to us. But for me, it's just like, I just want to be able to create the best possible art I can, but also still remaining true and honest to myself.
Great answers to both of you. Here we go. Going up against I Got the Juice by Dream Junkies.
Juice box. Junkie juice box. Mother lover, you gon' love this. Graduated from a rebel to a revolutionary. In my area, they love this. I'ma wreck it like I'm revving the engine. Heaven's ascension, every dimension. Give me attention. Look at my soul, look at my heart, look at my hope. Got the world on my back, but I carry it though. Tell them God got my hand, I ain't letting it go. I came from the side of the ocean. Swim with the best of them, I can't deny I was chosen. Yeah, it's the Miggity Mac, milk in the mic. I don't think I'm giving it back. Living unlimited winnings, that's a limited fact. I'm master this, ain't no coming after this. Resurrected from the dead like Lazarus.
Oh. I just gotta go off on it. I just know to put the sauce on it. I don't care about the cost on it. I just gotta get lost on it. I'm just tryna break loose. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. Woo! I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome it. Let me take a moment and introduce you to some better men. A veteran like Letterman, but still next wave. Never see me off air, cause you know my best days are ahead of me. The editing and pedigree is all in one. Rip every single head off, but it's all in front. The competition don't exist, we don't follow them. They follow us, hoping to get a glance of a better me. See, I got the juice, I got the crackers. I got the wine, but they got it backwards. Whoever thought that religion could be this good? But don't turn all of us rappers to pastors. Communion to union of dopeness is plastered all over the wall. And they ain't even ask, cause my God is the father. You know we came after the gangsters, the orphans. And all of us bastards adopted, and now some options have been presented to me. I'm like an automatic weapon on a mercenary. They just wanna see the blood. They don't wanna see the heavy heart attached to it all. Even though I'm good and ready, able to deliver whatever the situation is calling for. I'm capable of more than playing roles. Awkward, then it's our turn to do the opposite. Now it's very obvious who go they on.
I just gotta go off on it. I just know to put the sauce on it. I don't care about the cost on it. I just gotta get lost on it. I'm just trying to break loose. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice.
Pick 'em out, pick 'em off, pick 'em up. Tell 'em pick a team, sucker. I got the juice. Tell 'em pick a scene. High IQ, kinda like Raheem. Used to show up the class like where have I seen? You should do the right thing, kinda like my team. We some laid back dudes with some really high dreams. Walking through the tunnel, then we brush up pipe dreams. Everybody wanna live a limit, then you bite things. Now that boy they started killing it, and everybody feeling it, and everybody want a little bit of lightning, boy. I got the plug if you want the power. He makes the rain, boy. You want the shot? Can you see my wife first? Might take a nap. Step out my bathrobe, had to take a bath.
I got the juice, I give the goosebumps, I am the proof, I got the power.
I just gotta go off on it. I just know to put the sauce on it. I don't care about the cost on it. I just gotta get lost on it. I'm just tryna break loose. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice now. I got the juice.
That was I Got the Juice by Dream Junkies up against No Plan B by Group One Crew. All right, Mother Lover, you're going to love this. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't even know if I should talk about No Plan B. I got nothing against it, but I Got the Juice had me vibing from the jump. I was like, oh, I got the juice, boy. I was like, all right, this is it. Like, just the way that I came in, the way they was riding on the beat, very catchy. I love the beat breakdown at the end, like... I don't know, just how everyone was coming. Even the guy in the third verse, he had that whole pick rhyme scheme, that pick up to pick down to pick you. And I was like, oh, I was like, keep going, keep going. So, nah, that one was fire. No Plan B was good. And it's not no shade on it. It's just I Got the Juice was just better. But on No Plan B, I did like the flow. I liked the background vocals. And I really liked the female MC who came in on the tail end of the track. Like, I really think her voice had a good presence and went really well, like, on the beat. But it wasn't enough to overpower. They had the juice, bro. They had the juice. Like, everybody was rhyming. Everybody sounded good. Everyone had a good flow. Like, they were just the ups and downs, the highs and lows. I was with it. I got the juice, man. That's it.
And by the way, the female singer is the same one who rapped, just so you know. Yeah. But on Dream Junkies, like you said, in the third verse, my standout line from the third verse was the... step out the bathroom, had to take a bow. That was funny to me. Anyway, Alexia, what's your vote?
No Plan B was really good, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know where my mind is. I really thought it was like the other Plan B. And then when he was talking, he was rapping, I was like, oh, good. Yes, No Plan B. Got it. So I like the message. It kind of sounded like Jaden Smith mixed with Bow Wow, though. But like, not really in like a good way. I don't know. Not that it was bad. I just like heard it and I was like, is this Bow Wow? No, is this Jaden Smith? And I was like, no. And I was like, what's going on? As you said, the female that came in was also the rapper. I was like, whoa, okay. That changes it up for me a little bit. But I got the juice. I did like that one better for sure. It was, I liked the biblical references. They told a story and they brought it back and they sort of kept it and it was high energy. But I like that one like better.
This is really hard for me because No Plan B for me is a classic that I loved growing up and stuff like that. Very funky vibe to it. I love the production. However, I will admit the production does not have enough variety as opposed to all the switch-ups that I Got the Juice had. What do I go for here? Because I found both flows fantastic. If this came down to only lyrical and flow, Dream Junkies would get the round every single time. But I'm trying to be unbiased and measure it as a total package. I can see No Plan B being more easily radio ready, like back in the day. I Got the Juice. It's kind of more experimental radio friendly to me. So for more mass appeal, if I'm being unbiased, I'm going to go No Plan B. But me personally, I would listen to I Got the Juice more. But if I'm just going for unbiased mass appeal, I'm giving it to Group One Crew. So anyway, so Alexa, you gave it to I Got the Juice, right? I'm just trying to clarify the votes.
Correct.
Okay, so thankfully you guys outvoted me, helping me out. So that point goes into Dream Junkies, the favorite way I love to enter the final round with a tie. All right, Higher by Dream Junkies. Here we go.
Taking me so much higher and leaving me.
Leaf. I love getting high with my team. We OD'ing off dreams. My OG's the king of kings. You can bow down or lean. Bow, chicka, wow, wow, and I'm a fiend. Been a kid since I was 19. Been a sick kid without a vaccine. Black it in a cup of caffeine. Caffeine. On a high now, feel solo. Love the brakes, how they go solo. Had to find myself Marco Polo. California chillin', leanin' like a cholo.
Wonder how long the high gonna last for. Wonder how long the tide gonna last for. I'm assuming I'ma be up in a tsunami. Living in living water will help me push out these dreams. Gotta pin somebody, cause no matter what, they sleeping on me. I'm a hustler, and I'm selling these seeds. I'm a shepherd, so you know I'm counting these sheep. And I'm walking around just trying to be like a Nazarene. Boy, don't you know that it ain't supreme. And I'm feeling high without cocaine. Elevator, yeah, baby, I'm floating. And we over here just west coasting. That's your thing, that's your thing. If you feel alive, then rep your king. Put your hands up and tell her, sing it.
I'm looking for an open path to overpass. Place where nothing holds us back. Sowing seed when roosters crow. That right there, how you break them yokes. Reaping so, mountain climb. I want it right now, but that take time. I want it so bad, am I out my mind? But I first gotta ask, am I out my prime? Am I out the outline that he asked for me? Cause I love color and I set the lines. Is it shorty? I hope not, I hope not. Don't put your hand there, the stove's hot. Don't dare come near my old spots. Cause we gon' smash through all these roadblocks. Won't go pop, but you gon' smell the fire when you come down and get yourself a cold pop. These dreams, there's potholes, they eyes closed, they cannot see. I'm a hustler, keep selling these Z's. I'm a reverend, be reverent, thank you Zen. Please, in my presence, be pleasant, or you can leave. And I don't really care where they didn't came from. Praise the Lord, I gotta thank him. Cause I started as a peasant, now a king. And I'm submitted to the king of kings. No game of throne, a guillotine's no head stop, just hands up.
Reaching to get high, can't just sit by, look at my team. It's like in a six man, off of the bench and got a shot at the ring. At the throne of the king, I bow, all these folks pointing at me, high crowd. I'm just a little engine, thinking he can do anything that he can to live life right now. Past is a present for the future, I'm feeling kinda youthful. Check my patches, I'm feeling kinda fruitful. From the ground up, wanna bring the sound up, rapping to the rapture, I gotta keep it truthful. Do it different than it's ever been done before. Tell him what the high priest really coming for. Telling me nobody else could ever come before. I run the course and never will I have to force these dreams. I'ma trust in the, I'ma trust in the most highest being. Till my time is up, till I'm climbing up, I'm trying to sing. Make a joyful noise and touch your soul a bit. Can't afford to pause, I keep going in. I can feel the Lord and his glow within. Just give me my wings. I'ma fly to the highest mountain, I'ma go to the lowest valley. I'ma hope cause I know we got me. Look down and see the God of heaven, God of earth. God will bless you with his worth. And God will catch you, put him first and go.
All right, going up against Living the Life by Groupon Crew, our final song of the day.
Little boy who always fiddles with good and bad. Life's a joke and I would play the riddle. I would just laugh it off, the monkey in the middle. Fickle I was and did what tickled my fancy. This kiddo was trying to be a man, but I just couldn't comprehend. In order to live, I had to put my flesh to rest. So nighty-night, Manny, dream of Grammys and Mammy, cooking your favorite dishes. You wish for Cammy. Oh, and I know that this life is so much better now, and it shows that I've grown. Your grace, it taught me how to make the best of this life, cause after all, it's the only one that we got. So I'm glad I answered your call, huh?
Where you've taken me, give me hope to believe.
around comes around. In this merry-go-round of life, I paid for my mistakes more than twice. Unfortunate to have a fortune at a younger life. Sparked the light to want things that were nice. So I spent my nights tapping on the beat machine. I lost sleep so I wouldn't have to lose my dreams. Chose the light and forgot about what Pablo means. And since then he's met all of Pablo's needs. A better life than this is hard to believe. I don't own a Bentley or a house in the Keys. I plant seeds in the garden of eternity. So when the future comes, my life has everything it needs.
I can't believe where you've taken me. Give me hope to believe that I'm living the life.
Now everybody put your hands in the sky. We got a brand new life to try. It feels good, don't it?
So many times I just want to see. You're protecting me.
It matters where you're at. Let me hear you holler back.
Oh yeah. It doesn't matter where you're from. It matters where you're at. Let me hear you holler back.
Oh yeah. It doesn't matter where you're from. It matters where you're at. Let me hear you holler back.
Oh yeah. You see, my life hasn't always been a nice bouquet of roses. Right. I remember when we had nothing. I was left wishing and hoping that there's love that can make me happy. Than the life that you see on TV. Show me what it means to live like the way it was meant to be.
All right, that was Living the Life by Group One Crew up against Higher by Dream Junkies. Since me and Chris have had the opportunity of going first, this time it's Alexia's turn.
Higher was good. It was really long, like longer than a song typically is. So that was bold and interesting. I liked that. It did sort of like, I thought it ended like twice and then it kept going. And then I was like, wait. So it kind of like gave me sort of like, it was like a movie, like, and it was painting this picture and it was really, really interesting. The only downside to that is, like, you know, when you're listening to music or you're cleaning the house or you're having a party, that's not like a song it would be for one of those things. It would be like, I would have to listen to that with intent. Exposed myself already. I'm voting for Living the Life. That one was definitely, I mean, it was more a beat for me. It was, I liked like the biblical references. I mean, they both had it, but that one for some reason was very, it's very happy. And it wasn't too repetitive. It sort of gave me like West Coast vibes again. And then also like late 90s, early 2000s. Like in that little bit of like auto-tune, it was like kind of funny, but it worked. So, and they're like more versatile. They try more things, I feel like, that group. And for that one, for that competition, I think that it worked better for them in that way. So I vote for the second one.
So Higher by the Dream Junkies. I thought I really liked the flow, the cadence that he went with. Also, I liked the beat switch up after the first hook. I also really liked the message. It was a bit more, it was more motivational. But the thing for me, and it's like, I don't know, it's kind of weird for me with this song because it reminds me of a song that I made that I never released that's called The Overachiever. So it had a very similar feel, but I do feel like the beat, the song went on for too long. And I feel like a good song, and maybe this speaks to the day and age that we're in, but a song should leave you wanting more. And I feel like it kind of just kept going, and I was like, all right, bro, like, you could have ended it here. Not saying that was a bad thing. I was like, but then it'll probably have more replay value. Like, I would want to go into it. And there wasn't enough of a change to it in order to kind of keep the attention for that long. It was like a 5.5 minute song, where Living the Life, they had different things going on. I really like the vocal effect they had on the hook. Also, the rhyme schemes. I like the dream rhyme scheme that the guy had. He's like, you know, like, I don't sleep because, you know, like, because if I sleep, then I'm not living my dreams. And then he also had the, like, unfortunate. Like, I was like, okay, I like that repetitiveness and what you're doing with the rhyme schemes in that. Also, what kind of helped break that song up for me more than Higher was that Living the Life also had that bridge part after the second hook. So it kind of kept evolving and keeping, like, you engaged while listening to the song. So I'm going to have to second that. And I'm going to have to go with Living the Life.
The thing I liked about Living the Life, the standout line to me, was again in the middle of the song where he says, "A better life than this is hard to believe. I don't own a Bentley or a house in the Keys." That's really a strange concept to a lot of the entertainment industry. Like, how can you be that happy if you don't have that stuff? So I liked the state of being content in that song aspect. And then also, I think one thing I had a previous guest say one time, which was saying that if you want to be to become who you want to be, you have to become it like where you are. So like if you're always waiting for the maybe one day situation, you're probably never going to be satisfied, even if you were to attain it, as opposed to having that mindset right now. Ooh, and yes. Yeah. And then actually attaining it will feel even more rewarding. So I liked the mindset they were in for that song. I have a love-hate relationship when it comes to the Chipmunk voice effect. If it's used for an entire song like Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, I do not want to hear more than 2 minutes of it. If they use it in certain sections of the song, like one of my favorite examples is how Flo Rida used it in his Once in a Lifetime song. If they use it in certain portions and it works throughout the melody and complements it, I love it. But if they use it for an entire song, please turn it off. I want to discard, throw it out the window. But I think they were rightfully used both in both tracks really well. Did Higher overstates welcome a little bit? Yeah, but I do like how there's still some appreciation for extended stuff if they have something to say, or if the beat switch up is nice enough. However, I think the only people that actually get away with selling extended versions to the mainstream, even though they're in a bad light right now, would probably be JT and Timbaland. But outside of that, I'm going to vote for Kali, only because of the not enough in the beat switch up, even though it's kind of slaps you in the face. It could have been a little shorter. I agree with CEO, and I'm also going to go Living the Life. Our only unanimous vote of the show, so that means Group 1 Crew takes the overruling vote. How do you guys feel about that? What was your impressions of each trio? And then we'll close off.
I was not expecting so many like references to God and the Bible and their like struggle. So I appreciated that, actually. I've never heard of either of these groups. I'm sorry. Or maybe I have and I just didn't know it was them. But either way, I like that it wasn't, you know, there was literally no cursing. I like that they weren't talking about how much money they have or how much sex they have. So both groups, I think, awesome for that. I don't exactly know who's a part of which group or whatever, but I do think that the second one that we unanimously voted for, I think they were a little more versatile and like knew how to like talk to their demographic or the audience. But then again, the first trio, they were also really good at like production. So I'm not saying they were worse or better lyrically, but they definitely, it looks like instead of necessarily like buying their beats or have someone else do it, it sounds like they did their own production. And I could be wrong, but that's just the feel that I get. So, I mean, both of them really, really good.
I think they were both good. I think they both showed a lot of range, a lot of versatility, especially talent in the groups. I just really liked how they used their instrumentals. And even that moment, dude, it kind of shocked me when you said, like, oh, the girl that was singing on that one song, she was the one rapping on the other. I was like, whoa. I was like, I wouldn't even have known that unless you had told me. So I think both of the groups were really talented. It's just, I know, I guess for my own personal taste, I think I kind of liked the Dream Junkies a little bit more because of their message. And there was like a spiritual aspect to it, and definitely talking about things in an unconventional way, not like the norm. You know, they would kind of take a different angle that you don't usually hear. So I appreciate that from both. And kind of to piggyback what Alexia is saying also, that it wasn't a lot of like, oh yeah, get rich, money, fat asses, sex, I'm tough, like none of that. It was a breath of fresh air to kind of hear that from these groups.
CEO put me up to this, so don't think I put myself onto this. So I'm sure a lot of people are asking why there hasn't been any new music since 2020 from CEO. And I think Alexia already answered this for herself when she put the Takeover video in the earlier of the year. So I think she's covered. She doesn't have any cases to claim. But CEO, what's been holding you back? Is there a reason you haven't been talking about it or putting any new music out? And by the way, I'm one of the few that is willing to have the patience, because if people like JT can get away with 7 years between projects, I believe, or Kendrick can do 5 years between projects, as long as greatness is cooked up, I don't mind. But you go ahead.
All right. So I apologize in advance to the people on this call and the listeners, because this may be a scenic route type answer, but it's talking about something I'm very passionate about. That said, I have been on and off working on a project, on a few projects. But to be completely honest and transparent, there have been days where I've kind of lost motivation, no inspiration. At times, I don't feel like I have the proper support. And that's not to knock anybody that's with me or in my corner supporting me. But as a music artist, I also feel it is important to have people who are musically inclined. For me, I want to elevate my music to another level. I want my friends who hear my music to hear it and be surprised that it's me. I don't want them to hear it and be like, oh, that's pretty good, Chris. That's probably like, I want them to hear it and be like, yo, that's you? Oh, that's crazy. Like, I didn't know you could take it to like that level. I didn't know you can go there. So I've been mostly more focused lately on upping the production, better songwriting structure. And, you know, that takes more time, that takes more money. Helping with the YouTube channel, I even started a podcast. These things pull me away from it from time to time. And I try to, like, do things, like, in jumbles, like, in big bundles. So when I try to do the podcast, I'll try to record the entire season in, like, a month or 2 months. But what ends up happening is that we get delays or scheduling or someone's unavailable or people are not around or for whatever, pick a reason. And because of that, when I get into album mode, I just focus right on album mode. Like I'm a ghost to everybody. I don't talk to nobody. I just get in the zone. And the only conversations I have are about music. Like I don't try to entertain anything else. And if I am, I start asking questions. And to me, it's very important to have back and forth conversation. You see this a lot with established artists. They'll have these conversations in the studio and that conversation leads to an idea for a record or even a saying that somebody said. So for me, it's very important to have these things, but it's really just been a lack of inspiration, time at times.
I don't mean to cut you off either, Chris, but I think there's a really small part to that too. Sometimes I think Chris is super talented. So I'm like, oh, Chris, you should write a song about this. And then he'll like entertain it and he'll like get off of whatever he was doing and he'll do what I say, which is probably horrible. Like I should stop that. But or I'm like, oh, Chris, I have an idea. You should do this. And then he'll do it or like try to. And then it like sort of derails him. So, but in my head, you know, I'm like, he can. Like, he's so talented. He could do that and work 60 hours a week, you know? So maybe it's partially my fault.
No, I appreciate Alexei saying that, but it's definitely not anybody's fault. I mean, lately, I just recently like bought a book. It's called Boundaries. And I'm learning to like place boundaries for myself, but also the boundaries like other people have, but also for myself that like, I know for myself, I can be guilted into a lot of things. And I think I like to feel useful or valued. So when somebody asks me for something or for help, I want to be that person that's reliable or dependent. And I don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, talking about it from a Christian standpoint, you know, the Christian life calls to us to be, to sacrifice. So sometimes I will sacrifice things I want to do for the people that I love. But then I, in turn, start feeling resentful. And then that resentful then turns to me self-reflecting and me having a conversation with God. Because I'm like, I shouldn't be thinking this way. So it's this constant conflict that I'm going through, and sometimes I think I bite more than I can chew, or I try to take on too much more than I can handle. And I know for myself, any endeavor, like I was saying earlier, that I'm an artist, I want to create something that's as good as could possibly be, but at the same time, it's true to myself and speak it from my heart. So it takes time to express that sometimes. So sometimes I have the idea, but then I kind of get sidetracked and everything. I mean, here's like a little verse that I wrote. You know, if you could use this. This is something an artist reached out to me for a feature, and the song was called Smell the Roses. And it was basically talking about just the concept of the record was, you know, on your whole drive and pursuit of your passions, don't forget to smell the roses. So he reached out to me for a feature, and I was like, okay, like, what's a creative way that I can spin that? You know, like, how could I do that in a way that's interesting? And the verse was, I was told if I don't stop and smell the roses, this road is the most show, is way for me to get my goals, kid. Money is the motive, very potent, got all of my focus. So what did I get in my pursuit to the top? I gone in the lock, got the props and a new watch. Tried to get ahead of every tick of the clock. But for all that I gained, yo, who did I drop? Like, who did I let down when I wasn't around? Chasing this thing is what I thought would make me profound. All that I found, a lonely man with no one around. Claiming the king of my destiny, so where's my crown? Where's the fam? Let them slip and pursue it. Shit. Birthdays, I wasn't there, but I sent them a gift. All the things that I missed to fulfill my onus. Too focused on this to even notice. And it's just kind of like when you get so passionate in what you're doing, and that's, I'm guilty of that, which is going back to that boundaries book, is that sometimes I just cut people off, and it's not really like out of malice or intention, but it's like I'm trying to focus. And I don't know, sometimes when you are on your path, you kind of neglect a lot of things. And when you look back, it's like, damn, like, okay, you achieved all the things that you wanted, but what did it cost you? So for me, a lot of it right now is just a balancing act. But because, Lord willing, you know, this book helps me. And also I've been praying. I think things are about to start opening up for me to fully go into this album. I was working on it, but it took time. I mean, we also had a couple setbacks. I mean, I had a recording studio that I was recording at. I had a couple tracks, and then the engineer from there left. And we tried to get the stems, Frodo's records, Alexia went, and the guy couldn't give her the stems or the audio tracks with his records. So now these are songs that I recorded that I now have to re-record or pay or remake or some other way. And to me, like, that was just wasted time. If I could just get the session, I can do what I have to do. So right now, I'm in the process of actually building my own home recording studio. So this way, I don't have to worry about that. And I can go a lot faster. Artists reach out to me. They want a feature. I can do it faster. Instead of like, okay, cool, let me book this trip to the studio to pay this, to send you these vocals. And it's just a lot of work. So that's kind of been my biggest hurdle, aside from all the other stuff that I said. But yeah, I mean, I get asked it all the time. All the time. Like, what's going on with the music?
Thank you for being humble and vulnerable enough to even entertain the idea of that question. Because some artists have too much pride to even admit those seasons in between of lacking the inspiration or lacking the funding or having so many distractions along the road that you may need to make some hardcore decision about cutting off certain things in order to get that focus back. So you sound like you're a little bit in that Andre 3000 zone of, I really wanted to make a hip hop album, but this is literally where the wind blew me type of thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I relate with him sometimes because it's funny because hip hop is kind of seen as a young man's game. And, you know, as I get older, I've never thought to myself that like, oh, okay, that I don't have anything to say. I always have something to say, but my life has changed, you know, so the things I used to rap about don't no longer apply to me. Like when I first started, I wasn't doing financially well. I was struggling. I was trying to get by, but I'm not in that place anymore. And I have different things going on, but I'm allowing life to speak to me and just experiencing that to do that. And that's what I'm kind of using to inform what I want to talk about and how I want to talk about it. I mean, I could leak this information. The album that I am currently working on is called Practice Makes Improvement. And it's a concept album that is about the pursuit of perfection only to find out that it doesn't exist. And you have to come to the terms where it's acceptance. So me creating this album and me trying to make the perfect album, I'm going to fail in that attempt. But it is a necessary step to get towards that.
Two of my favorite rappers, one Swoop, he made a quote about that where he says, like, at some point I'm going to fail you. There's freedom in that, though. And then another quote that I had from another rapper named Show Baraka, he says, this guy is close to 40 and he's still thugging. Like, he says, hip-hop is close to 50. When can we grow up? Like, you need to be relevant to your age, relevant to your maturity, not 40 or 50 still trying to be a teenager. Like, there's no relevancy to that. And I think that's kind of encouraging the culture to stay in a childlike mindset when, instead of evolving with the different aspects of life, the different things you grow, and also encouraging the culture to know that you may not be in the same mindset you were 20 years ago, and you could be a lot wiser now. So why not talk about it? Anyway, Alexia, let the people know, how did you even get to that point of knowing that you can still do what you love to do, no matter how many people view it, and finding peace in the fact that you don't have to give into the pressure of content creation if it is at the sake of your own, like, peace and tranquility and all that?
There was a time where I was doing these YouTube videos and I was getting a lot of hate comments, like a lot. Like, people were like, not cancel her. It was before cancel culture. They were like, this girl doesn't know anything, like cursing me out, like, I'm never going to watch you again and blah, blah. Not going to lie, like 5 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, like I hurt someone. I have no idea who they are on the internet and I'm offended because they're offended. But then I was like, there's literally no way that I can please everybody. There's not. And then I don't really have a huge online presence, but I guess it's like bigger than, you know, my circle of friends. But even with that, again, I'm not here to please everybody. I can't, there's nothing that I can say or do that will make everyone happy. So it's really like, what's going to make me happy, but more importantly, like, what's going to make God happy? Because it's the same thing the other way. You know, if like what you're doing is breaking God's heart, why do you think it's going to fix yours? And that's something that I grew into, like, more recently than I'd like to admit.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. All right. So before I let you guys go and you give your plugins for everyone to where to follow you, where to continue to keep up with your journey on YouTube and all that jazz, the usual purpose question I tend to end a lot of shows with, which I'd like to ask both of you, is what would you do for the rest of your life if money was not a factor? And then the last question being, what would you do if you were the richest person on earth?
If money wasn't a factor, I'd probably like just take all my animals and like go to Greece. If I was the richest person in the world, I would try to share that with as many people as possible. But it's not up to me. I'm not saying like I have like any authority or I'm smarter than everyone, but I would share it with people that wouldn't squander it. Like, I wouldn't just be like, oh, like there's 8 billion people. If I gave each of you $1 million, but no, like I would be like, well, you know, it's the same thing, like bring a horse to water. What the hell to say? Teach your horse to drink. What was it? Teach your man to fish. I'm losing my mind. Oh, feed a man a fish, right? Sorry. Obviously, this is going sideways. No, but the saying, you know, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach him how to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life. I would want to give like endless amounts of money to those kind of people because those are the people that are going to further society. And that wouldn't even benefit me. That would like benefit the humanity. So if I was rich, that's what I would try to do. I'd give it to people and try to teach them or work with them or hope that they aren't just like, oh, I'm going to go buy a flat screen TV, you know?
I would honestly 100% do what Mr. Beast is doing. If I was the richest person in the world, I would be doing stuff like that. I would see people. I would just be giving out money. I'd be helping cure ailments that people have. I'd be traveling. I'd be bringing my friends with me, and I'd be making content about it, not to monetize off of those people, but just because I love creating. Like, I love the collaborative aspect. I love working with people and getting in that creative space. Like, that's just, I thrive there. So I really yearn and look for like other creative people or people to collaborate with. Cause to me, I'm like, yo, this is, like, if money is not an option and all we can do is create the things that do not exist in the world and we can have fun while we're doing it and change people's lives, why would I not do that? Like, I literally have nothing holding me back. Like, I am the richest person in the world, and all these people out here suffering. Like, you don't need that much money to, like, get by. Like, as once I'm good and all my people are good and my family, like, I would just travel the world, help people, like, learn different things, just try to be as well-rounded as possible. That's literally what I would do. So, yeah. Before we end it, though, I want to share a verse with you, if that's something you want. Kind of going back to your question as far as, like, struggles and whatnot, or what artists deal with. So, this is something I've been dealing with lately. The whole concept about it is that, you know, balance is not a destination, but it's a process. You never get to that place where you're just like, oh, I've made it. I found balance. It's always going to be like that. So anyways, hopefully this answers the question you asked me, what's going on with the music, while giving you some bars. It says, when I get recognized, it's always the same thing. You'll see, I see you out here doing your thing. Don't forget the people the day that you make it big. Shit, would they remember me if I never did? See these thoughts in my mind. I'm supposed to be the best. Supposed to represent this image of success. The name says it all, but I just want to vent and express to those who connect. Now that we're on that topic, let's stay on that topic. See, I got some coping traits that are toxic. And yeah, I want to connect, but who the fuck are we kidding? I'm a narcissist. These are my selfish ambitions. I just want you to listen. I just want recognition. Hold up. How'd I even get myself in this position? I gave so much power to you and your opinion, which got me thinking, yo, when did I go missing? I want to be validated, my work highly favored. I want to reap the rewards of all my labor. You see, I've taken more L's than wins, but I guess in this life, we gotta balance my good deeds to sins. It's fake it till you make it. That's the name of the show. If that's the case, then I fake. I'm willing to go. How much of me would I be willing to sacrifice? Chasing these dreams and pursue the paradise. Sometimes I want to quit, not do this anymore. Imagine when your passion starts to feel like a chore. Instead of asking how I'm doing, they ask me what I'm doing. Disregarding my feelings like I'm not even human. It's like I'm invisible. They only see the brand, the image, facade created by the man. Got me questioning every line, battling my mind, wishing I could go back to when I whipped my first shrine. It's a balancing act, trying to balance this act. I said I'm losing my balance and I'm gaining it back. Putting on different hats, my Gemini traits, the good with the bad, the love and the hate.
Excellent, excellent. I love when you said they're constantly asking what I'm doing instead of how I'm doing. A lot of people would discover that there's a lot more people struggling if they actually paid attention more just to that aspect alone. And I think we make the mistake too many times evaluating people based on their performance rather than their personality and their humanity. And then the whole thing about, you know, just constantly giving. I've never been a fan of the principle of fake it till you make it. Like, because then when you do make it, then I got to question if you were ever real to begin with. That's why I've never, I'm one thing that even if you've heard a phrase for your whole life, it doesn't make it right. So for me, I've just never, fully related to that. I thank you for being even brave enough to challenge that idea. I want you guys to give all your plugs now where people can follow you, keep up with you. And obviously the question that we end every show with, did you guys have a good enough experience that you would be willing to come back in the future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your episode was fun. You're professional and very respectful. I think it was a good time. If you guys wanted to follow me on YouTube, as Mimo had mentioned before, please do. It's youtube.com/behindthestruggle. You can find me and Chris on there, but mostly me. And then my Instagram is @Lexia_Lou, and I always plug in my TikTok, which is @Asexia.
What's up, y'all? So it's your boy, CEO. You can find me on my website at thisisceo.com. That'll take you to all my links, whether that be Instagram, my YouTube, my personal channel as well. All the other links where you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, everything, everywhere. All right? If you want to find me on IG, you want to shoot me a message, it's @TheRealCEO. And if you want to find me on YouTube, I have my own separate YouTube channel where you can find all my music videos and my content on Behind the Struggle. You'll see the behind the scenes stuff there. But if you want to see the final product, all that stuff is on my YouTube channel, which is TheRealCEO.
Awesome, you guys. Take care. Chill out. Peace and blessings. This has been Joe Memo Radio featuring Lexia and CEO. Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
I got pride, self-sufficiency, wealth, and fame. I'm Jimmy, I'm determined to do my own thing. I don't care about my short and long-term plans. I just want the world in the palm of my hands. In my downtime, I wanna get entertained. Free time, call me time, relax my brain. I'm in control, gonna have it my way. Scarface Chico, I want what's coming to me. Ay, external beauty, I wanna look pretty. LMFAO, I know I'm sexy. I wanna party and throw up the confetti. And have all the sex I want, then abort the babies. Please don't wake me in the morning. I partied all night long, so now I'm snoring. I say that party ain't never gets boring. I'm on the highway every day like I'm touring. I'm wide awake, KP, the sun sets. Wasting my time, I got no regrets. All the ladies up on me, yeah, we have sex. Making a big scene like we're on a movie set. Yes! Don't know me, my name is Gimme Jimmy. I fight for my rights, I want that trophy wife. Give me that big booty girl, nice and slow. Follow me backstage, I'll give you a private show. Nobody has to know, R. Kelly on the down low. Why wait to walk down the aisle, get on the floor. I'm shining armor, staring at your breastplate. The back part of your waistline is looking great. You're full of indulgence, my sinful type. You're the lust of my eyes, the pride of my life. Give me a million more like these, pretty please. I don't care if we die of AIDS or STDs. I want them all and don't say I womanize. I just supersize burgers with extra fries. Hungry for the meat they advertise. So I order spicy thighs, saucy fly.
Everything around me.
I got clothes in a mansion in the suburbs. I'm GL to the Amorous, check out mini skirts. I'm a star with the Bucks, chai latte. Got my BAMA PhD on the way. I'm at the top of my list, celebrity status. Arrogant boastfulness, self-centeredness. See God in myself, I'm Thor Asgard. Easy money, strike it rich, I beat the odds. I could care less if the world falls apart. Me and Jezebel will be kissing in the dark. In the club all night till the morning starts. Grocery bagging these chicks, I got shopping carts. I waste my money on all these parties. Every night I get high and drink Bacardi. I go to the party, then hit the after party. Then the hotel lobby where I freak somebody. Bright lights, long nights, promiscuous life. Looks good, feels good, even feels so right. But in the end, what did I do with my life? I guess it's all nada, cause I never lived for Christ.
One time. It ain't about love no more. It's all about the streets for sure. Gon' get it, gon' get it. Said it ain't about love. It's all about the streets. Said it ain't about love no more. It's all about the street. Emotionally battered and bruised, they so confused in this cold world. They just little girls, about to have little girls. Rape cases, good girls, want a D.I.E. Cause they feel lost with an HIV. It's real hard growing up without a mom and a dad. On your own, you become a victim to the bad. It's so sad, watching the world out to starvation. Lord, please save the down people of this nation. Life's complication, cause only you can save them. As all people say, help them through the night for the brighter day. It will be okay. And I pray for all those people out there trying to make it. Still unemployed cause there ain't no jobs out there vacant. Destiny to fulfill, we gotta keep it real. Forget the bill, let's be positive, the whole world here. Instead of making half decisions, life would be great if the whole world lived like they be dreaming. Oh,
when you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When and if you're looking down, you should look right up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. When and if you're looking down, you should look right up.
brand new day. I'm on my knees, Lord, I pray. Have the less fortunate with a brighter day. It's okay, it's what they want to hear. Our Father, even if it means I gotta go 100 times harder to help those who need it the most. I propose a toast to the ones that give attention to the ill and broke. Your true stars, real world, he was by far. I'd rather see a kid happy than cop a whip that cost a crib. Picture yourself on the street in a box. Everybody passing by and then the coin day ties. Living and die, we need to stand for the nation. Communication, clean the streets and build a positive foundation. Destiny to fulfill, we gotta keep it real. Forget the bill, let's make positive the whole world heal. Instead of making hard decisions, life would be great if the whole world lived like they be dreaming. Yes, you're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. And if you're looking down, you should look right up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. You're slipping, you're falling, you can't get up. And if you're looking down, you should look right up. All the money in the world couldn't buy happiness. All we gotta do is love each other and find peace. All the money in the world.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to make a withdrawal, please.
Okay, what's your name?
Reith, R-E-I-T-H.
Okay, let's see here. Ooh, Mr. Reith, it says here you have insufficient funds.
Insufficient funds?
What's mm-hmm, you overdrew your
overdrew
account.
Overdrew my account? When did I...
What? I don't know.
Now I'm so broke, this is no joke. Outside of music, I ain't got no hope. My one and only chance is if you buy my CD. Go tell your friends, tell them to come see me. Otherwise, soon I'll be working at Mickey. These flipping burgers for just under $6.50. An hour underneath a manager that's shifty on the morning shift. Just a thought that that's enough to get me back on the grind over a beat I can rhyme to. Quickly, cause I ain't got barely any time to get these cats to notice I was designed to. Flip these tracks and make your hands touch the sky. Ooh, so magical. Took a sabbatical, but now I'm back with a brand new improved attitude. I had to go ahead and do what I had to do. Nothing's gonna stop me from reaching my latitude. This is the life of an artist. When you're up, but when you're down, it's the hardest. Now I'ma keep going regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised.
This is the life of an artist. When you're up, and when you're down, it's the hardest. But I'ma keep flowing regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised. It's been the life of an artist since 04 when I dropped Regardless. I knew that I was the hardest, but that don't mean nothing when your boy is jobless. But no, I'm not godless, because the Lord blessed me with a wife and four kids. But now I need you to support this. Now go get your wallets, I can eat your applauses. Come to my table, buy my products, CDs, T's, and DVDs. I need to sell all this. Walk by, please don't. I take love offerings, my landlord won't. Man, I gotta feed my babies. It's hard when they eat like they play for the Patriots. But my life is the promise, won't doubt like Thomas. Man, I know who God is, I'm an artist. This is the life of an artist. When you're up, and when you're down, it's the hardest. But I'ma keep flowing regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised.
This is the life of an artist. When you're up, and when you're down, it's the hardest. But I'ma keep flowing regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised.
Okay, look, this is promise. I never thought this would be the life of an artist. Cause right from the start, it's very uplifting till you get signed to rhyme. Then it's butt kissing. Wait a minute, just listen. Wasn't that my record in the first place? I wanted to drop it on my birthday. You say, they say, usually people drop their CDs on a Tuesday. Who say? Me. Because you signed, you can't leave. And if you compromise, you pay fees. You know that you can't afford, so you cannot leave. Cause you gotta support the whole family. Hussein promise, you can't be an artist. You gotta give up your calling and work in an office. Go to university, get a few doctrines. Sure, it's nice to tour, but you can't do it often.
This is the life of an artist. When you're up, and when you're down, it's the hardest. But I'ma keep flowing regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised.
This is the life of an artist. When you're up, but when you're down, it's the hardest. Now I'ma keep going regardless. Stay true to my call and take hold of that which is promised. Hey, hey, hey. Here I go, deep south flow.
Moved down here 7 years ago. Ever since then, I spit gumbo. Little bit of pop, little bit of soul. Little bit of rock and a little bit of roll. So they call me Little Richard, can I get a ooh? Can I get an AA? Can I get an O? Game wrapped up, ribbon, bow. Slice that beat, call me Kimbo. Like Turkey, Istanbul. Spit that fast, rhythm, slow it down. So they can understand why I flipped up and went hip hop. CCM, they ain't got no slots. Didn't accept me the way I am. I'm not whoever you say I am. Don't compare me to you know who. That's a soul like 2002. Now I'm coming through with a chip on my shoulder. Got something to prove, but nothing to lose. That combo's dangerous. They banging. It's from Bangladesh to Cambridge. I'm slang with this. Bilingual, Spanglish. If tu no comprendes, this mi caliente. Do this for me, gente. So I can pay me rent, eh. Since they, censor me. Because I refuse to pretend to be a beneficiary of this industry. I gotta wait to speak till after the. Okay. Verse 2. How many of you wanna be a rapper when you grow up, hmm? Okay, here's a couple rules. Things you should know, do, and never do. Rule 1. Don't do it for the fame. Don't do it for the money, you'll never be the same. You lose yourself trying to rock them chains. Drool on yourself trying to sweat them fangs. Rule 2. Pick a name that's easy to remember and explain. Not hard to spell, not hard to say. I learned that one the hard way. Save them pennies like Hardaway. If you gotta work part-time today, don't complain. Music is a really cool job, only problem is it barely pays. And don't be a carbon copy. That's just unarmed robbery. Stay true to your artistry. No matter how hard it seems, these people are hard to please, so don't bother trying. You ain't selling it, they ain't buying. Plain and simple, I ain't lying. Tell them Isaiah, they won't listen to Brian.
Yeah. And I'm feeling like B. Gotta talk bricks, gotta talk keys to make a name in this industry. If I ain't talking about girls, they ain't feeling me like. Man, he wax. They take where your peace at. But it came to earth with a peace sign like E.T. But I'm from the D-Town. Word up and like Merlin with a versus. Never said that I've been purchased by the merchant who got more books. Such G, that's Big Latin. Come for the queen like Illmatic. Meet and beat it like Steelmatic. Watching the throne like a filmatic. Get a field tragic like Paul Jurassic. For the aftermath like Marshall Mathers. Forget about what Shady do. Set to the script like crazy glue. True. Eyes on the K-I-N-G. He the answer like A-I. Living his name up gradually. So I can live cool right after the beat.